Welcome to the URJ's Parenting Podcast. This is Wendy Grinberg, Parenting Specialist, and today I'm speaking with Adele Faber, internationally renowned expert on parent-child communication, who along with her co-author Elaine Mazelish has written the best-selling, award-winning books, How to Talk So Kids Will Listen, and Listen So Kids Will Talk, and Siblings Without Rivalry, among many others. In this first segment, we talk about the power of acknowledging children's feelings. Maybe we can get started with just a story that exemplifies the approach that you talk about in your book.
Okay, here is one of my most recent and one of my most favorite. This is about Eli. Eli, who was diagnosed by his psychologist as a child who had oppositional defiant disorder, and his mother, in despair after trying all of the little behavioral methods with the punishments and rewards that were absolutely not having any effect, decided to join the How to Talk So Kids Will Listen group workshop program run by my very own daughter. And she reported that after the first session on dealing with feelings and accepting children's feelings rather than denying them, she said she took Eli to a little place in the mall where they had all kinds of play equipment. Let's see, what did they have? They had, it looked like a wonderful play place. She said they had, you know, all kinds of activities for little kids, and everyone seemed to be having a wonderful time, and he just stood there, planted outside, and he said, "I'm not going in." He said, "It's stupid and it's boring." And she said, normally, what would she have said? "You wanted to come. They have all these wonderful things you love to play with. Look at all the kids having a good time. And you're the one who's giving me a hard time." Instead, she just thought, well, if I'm accepting feelings, let's see if I can do that. And she said, "Oh, so this place just looks boring to you. All these slides and the trampolines and the ride on trucks and ride on cars, it all looks boring and dumb and stupid to you." And he said, "Yeah." And then he went in.
Yeah.
And then when he came out, he was just in a glow, and he looked at her and he said, "You understand me." And I just thought, oh my goodness, there it is. The simple fact of acknowledging a negative feeling, which is so hard for parents to do.
Why is that? Why is that so hard for us?
Because we want to fix things. We don't want people to be unhappy. I mean, one mother said she realized how far gone she was when she found herself racing around the house trying to find scotch tape to mend a broken pretzel. I'll fix it. And instead, the simple act of just acknowledging the feeling, "Oh, your pretzel is broken. You loved seeing it in one piece, and now it's in three pieces. And even though you know it's all going to get broken up in your belly, it still bothers you. You know, you wish someone would invent a pretzel that would never break." The minute you fight a feeling, the kid gets more and more entrenched in this feeling, gets stuck in them. You know, I hate it, you know, that's not a nice thing to say. I'm telling you I hate it. You know, how could you possibly hate it? But I do. I mean, you have to defend your feeling. You have to hold on to it tighter.
Right.
But the minute you just go with it and say, "Boy, there's something about that you really don't like. You feel so strongly about that." And then suddenly the kid is, "Yeah." And then the worst part is, and then he's telling you, and suddenly he's beginning to deal with it.
Thank you for listening to the Union for Reform Judaism's Parenting Podcast. Let us know what you think and find more parenting resources at urj.org/parents.